Hi, I'm Nathan Childs, and I'm going to be doing a podcast for Michelle's English 1010 class. And what I'll be talking about is a certain kind of cake slash pudding called a chocolate truffle. And I know the name is different from what it really is, because it's not much of a truffle. It really is a chocolate pudding cake. And what you make is it's really easy to make. The longest time it takes is probably cooling it down. For example, you have to make chocolate, like a normal chocolate cake and a normal chocolate pudding. You just got to get the cake to when it's nice and spongy so you can layer it, and then pudding just how you would make pudding normally. What you do is you get a tin out, and more of like a bowl, actually. And what you do is you start it off with the cake sponge layer first, and then you top it off with the pudding, and then whipped cream and a candy bar called Score. What you do is you don't break it up in small pieces. What you want to do is you want to kind of grate it like you would grating cheese, but like just kind of score it off on top of it, like the toppings. And that's kind of why I think the Score candy bar is called the Score. It's because it's nasty if you eat it like a candy bar. Anywho, you repeat that process about one or two times, depending how much you want to make. If you honestly want to top it like 30 layers and be like a cake boss kind of pro, go right ahead. Call me over. I will totally come up and eat it. Anywho, when that started about, well, definitely before I was born. My mom has been making it for big celebrations, and I think her mom, my grandma, kind of started it, or at least found it. I don't know. One of the two found it. My mom makes it a lot more now, so she kind of takes all the glory. And she never made it that often. It was only for really big celebrations. For example, where I tried it for the very first time was at one of my aunt's weddings. I was about 5 or 6 at the time, and she didn't make very much, and I kind of ate most of it by myself. People complained because they all got to try it, but they didn't get to eat it, mainly probably because I ate most of it. But everyone complained that there wasn't enough. It was so good that they asked for it more often. And so for another aunt's of my wedding, my mom made to the point where we took some home. Even I couldn't finish it, which is crazy because this is my favorite. It's become my favorite that for my birthday, I don't have the typical birthday cake and ice cream. I get this chocolate truffle. And my mom will make about 2 bowlfuls, and she'll practically have one for the family, one for the friends, or whoever just comes over and celebrates, mainly probably eat the chocolate truffle more than my birthday. Anywho, it's really good, super simple to make, and it's very important in our family because, counting as family, we also count neighbors. Our whole neighborhood gets along really well, and every 4th of July, we always bring fireworks together, food together, desserts, cake, chips, drinks, steak, hamburgers, the whole enchilada, all that stuff. And everyone prefers eating the chocolate truffle sometimes more than the big fireworks that some of my neighbors drive all the way down to Idaho to get. It's usually probably, actually, no, like the whole neighborhood will eat it. We make a lot and it goes by really quick. I eat most of it. I'll even take some home with me. If I'm going to a friend's house, we'll grab a few paper bowls and bring it and eat it on the drive or walk there. Doesn't matter. We eat it constantly now. Another reason why this is really big and popular in our family is it's also kind of like a good luck charm. Because we don't make it as much as I wish we did. But when we do make it, my whole family, like extended family on my mom's side, always gets together. We try to get together at least once or twice a month, but lately we've had some family health issues, just family moving out of state, so we can't always get together. But when this is made, for some reason, the whole family is able to get together, and we just eat it all constantly. The little cousins love it. It's super messy. They love to play with it. It's just a nice, fun treat, and it really does, I think, bring our family closer. Even though that sounds a little weird, but it really does. It's like a good luck charm in our family. And to the people that's listening that are in my class, don't worry. I'm bringing this in for my recipe memoir. Hopefully, I won't repeat what I said here. I'm hoping to at least elaborate a little bit more and making it myself. I can probably explain more how to make it. I know it probably wasn't the best directions given on this podcast, but that's about the most I know. I've never made it. My mom's always made it. She usually makes it when I'm gone at work. I work constantly, so I can never make it myself. And I'll definitely will for the recipe memoir, because that's the whole point. I got to make it myself. I'll be making it for our class. Hopefully I'll be making enough. It's really easy, really simple. Like I said, it takes about 2 chocolate cakes, 2 chocolate puddings, whipped cream, and a Score candy bar. Super easy, super simple, and it's really, really good. So I hope you guys like this podcast. And so, yeah, that's the end of it.